At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, so Kenny Albert got back to me. Of course, he was on a plane. And he sent me a post on X that was out there that basically lists the top 15. And it has to be major professional sports. So that would be NFL, MLB, NBA, and NHL.
Yeah, and for people just joining us, Kenny Albert was celebrated last night for passing his father, Marv, for more games called, national TV games called, in the four major pro sports, as Boomer just mentioned. So, and Kenny's now second on the list. So we've been searching for who is first on the list.
Right, and this does not include college basketball, obviously, and it does not include major golf or the Olympics, because I'm sure Jim Nantz would be in here somewhere.
Yeah, and he's not.
He's not. So so here you have it. Number one overall is Dick Stockton.
Wow.
1,544 games. So Kenny will catch him next year. So Kenny Albert's obviously second. On the list, Marv Albert, Kevin Harlan, 1,476.
Gary Thorne.
Gary Thorne, Mike Breen, Joe Buck, UB Brown, Doc Emmerich, Al Michaels, Clement for hockey.
Yeah, Bill Clement.
Right,
yeah.
Yep. Pierre Maguire, Eddie Olczyk.
Craig Sager.
Craig Sager and Joe Morgan.
Wow. Interesting.
Joe Morgan, 887 games nationally televised.
Yeah, Stockton, I would not have guessed. I got to be honest with you. I know he did a lot. I would not have guessed number one. I really thought that Joe Buck was higher. But I guess you got to be doing, I mean, basketball. I mean, yeah, but how much baseball did Stockton do? Any?
I'm assuming he did,
in my
yeah.
head, I think he did do some, but I'm not 100% sure.
It's like Kenny Albert's done some of that.
Yeah. I mean, he's done everything. Yeah, he's going to be number one on that list. That's for sure.
But I think if you bring in golf and you bring in college basketball or college football.
Yeah. You just go national sports broadcast, then Nance has got to be up there, way up there, right?
You would think so. I mean, is the lead announcer for CBS Golf.
Yeah, I mean, how would you count that, though? Because would you count rounds?
He also was the lead announcer for, yeah. Anytime the game is on national television.
But I'm saying, so you would get, like, a Thursday would count for one on a tournament.
If you were doing it on Thursday. I know he does on Saturday and Sunday for CBS, but he may also be doing it for, I think he does some ESPN crossover stuff, too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, he would probably be the one if you start bringing in college basketball. And you got to think about Bill Raftery, too.
And Ian
guys
Eagle.
Like that. And
what about Ian Eagle?
Yeah, Ian, too. Billy Packard would be another one who would be up there if we're including college basketball, but we're not. So, anyway, congratulations to Kenny, who works harder and more than many people.
And he sent me a text. I'm on a plane. I can't answer the phone.
Okay. But he got back to you and sent you an answer.
Yes, he did.
Ackerman called me in the break.
How's Zach doing?
He sounds great. I told him, I was like, you're not on top of this. I thought you'd be right on top of this. I said, Kenny was celebrated. I figured you guys would talk about this, say how far he is from number one.
He's like, oh, no, he doesn't talk about that stuff, Chief. Come on.
He doesn't.
So, I mean, but that, like, it was right. You tell me, like, the one, if I had to phone a friend in that situation, it would have been Rich Ackerman. He didn't have the answer.
Yeah, well, if I phoned a friend, I phoned the friend, got the answer.
You did. You phoned the guy.
The guy, yes.
You went right to the source.
Number two.
let's go to Dan in Carteret. Oh, what's up, Dan? Good morning.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Doing okay. Hey, there's so many topics to talk about. The Yankees, Soto, Knicks, Pacers, 2C, Stoopin' Twos.
We've hit it all today, Dan. We've hit it all.
Yeah, you definitely have hit it all. But I'm going to go out of the ordinary for me, being I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I'm going to comment about Soto and then Knicks Pacers. Maybe the situation with Soto is like we've seen more so when a player doesn't perform well, when he's done good with other teams, but then didn't do well when he became a Yankee, like, you know, Sonny Gray, for example. So maybe that's what Soto's going to wind up being for the Mets. You know, he got this huge contract, being a two-tool player, getting, two-tool player, and, getting all these perks that other players don't get. I mean, Judge doesn't get these perks. Otani doesn't get these perks. Those guys deliver. I don't know what you'd call it, what you can label it, but maybe it's just going to be one of those bizarre, unexplainable things. We'll always be searching for answers, and he just won't, you know, own up, to add up to his contract and his value that the Mets gave him.
Well, I mean, it's going to be tough to live up to, you know, $763 million, whatever it ended up being. It's going to be impossible to live up to that, but it's still 2 months in, you know, and really he's just got to be a contributor on a team that wins a championship, and then that money will be worth it for Steve Cohen. So what do you have?
Right. I agree. It's a small sample size. With Knicks Pacers, in regards to what you guys, I was listening yesterday, you know, Gio, you were very realistic with your takes about the Knicks Pacers series. Boomer was unrealistic, being a little dramatic, saying that he's not giving up, he's not quitting yet, and he wants to see a fight out of the team tonight and this, that, and the other. I mean, Boomer. It was best said by the legendary Roy Orbison, and recently said on your program last year during the Mets-Dodgers series by the great Anthony in Belleville. It's over! It's over! The Knicks ain't coming back. It's done. Pacers are moving on.
You know what? You got some pipes there, Dan. I was impressed by that. That was actually very good.
Who was that?
For Dan. As Dan and Carter, right?
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, he was a little bit more of a vocal talent than I had expected there. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the way I feel, just because we've seen this series enough. It does feels like the Knicks, anytime they're doing something well, they're fighting uphill. The Pacers feel like they've got total control, but things can change.
Hey,
things can change.
What I'm talking about is showing your fans like some pride tonight and going out and playing hard and playing defense. And, you know, bringing the energy that you pretty much, to a man, said after the game in game four that you didn't have. So tonight's the night that you have to have it. And tonight's the night you got to be aware of it. And they're a good team. I mean, the Knicks are a really good team. And I expect them that they're going to show up tonight. Because if they don't show up tonight and they get blasted or in some way, shape, or form, could you imagine the bloodletting, what it's going to be like tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't
want
that.
And this is a team that's gotten better and better and better over the last 3 years. They're in the conference finals, for God's sake. And, you know, you were acting like they're the worst team in the freaking Eastern Conference.
I mean, we're not. There are people who, I mean, I am, I don't want to say I'm satisfied, because I'm certainly not satisfied. The way that this season has gone, I'm appreciating every single bit of it. Yes, I'm disappointed because I thought they had a real chance to beat the Pacers, but these guys have given me a run that we haven't seen in a very long time. So I'm happy with that, but it's a little disappointing when you feel like you can win a series. You're a favorite and you got a home court advantage.
Right.
You felt like you should have beat them last year. You played well against them in the regular season and now you're getting run out of buildings.
And it's annoying. I feel bad that like a fan like Dan, you think he's a tough guy. He's got meat hooks for hands.
He does.
He's a thick some bitch. Like, you know, Phil Simms, you know, talks about. And now today he's singing with this high-pitched voice, it's over. I mean, that's soft.
Yeah.
That's a soft attitude to have.
I don't even know if he is a Knicks fan.
Is that a New York attitude to have?
I'm not even sure he is a Knicks fan.
Well, what is he?
I don't know. I think he's a Bulls fan. I want to say he's a Bulls fan.
Why? Because of Michael Jordan? It's easy to hook your hitch to that wagon.
I'm not sure. I could be speaking out of turn.
He's loving the fact that the Knicks are not doing, or in his eyes, are done. Hey, I'm sorry. I am a Knick fan. As a former athlete, Gene.
There's pride on the line tonight.
And they're not hurt. They're healthy.
Yeah.
And you know what? They've hung with them. These games have been close, with the exception of this last fourth game, just simply because Mikal Bridges couldn't hit a shot to save his life at the end.
I know. I mean, some of these changes, all sit Bridges, sit this, sit that, use the bench. It's going to come down to your best players having enough to get it done at this point in the season. That's really what it is.
I'm not going to tell Tibbs what to do, but, man.
It's just like...
My suggestion is just go back to your group and let's go. Just play it out the way you played it the entire year.
Like, we need more Landry Shamet. We need more DeLon Wright. No, you don't. What you need more of is Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, and OG Anunoby. That's what you need more of. Those
and
guys.
And Deuce McBride.
Him, too. Let's go to Albert in New Jersey. What's going on, Albert?
Hey, what's going on? I mean, I don't know how I'm going to follow that guy with that singing, but I do kind of agree with him. I think it is over. I'm sure my wife is listening. She's probably very upset, but I really do think it's over. But what I really wanted to talk about was Juan Soto and going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a track record of having these injuries that are like kind of vague. And it has affected his play. If you remember last year with the Yankees, he was hurt twice with the forearm issue and the hand issue. And I don't know. I think I'm inclined to believe that he probably is hurt. And making all this money, he's probably just like trying to push through it because he does not look like the Juan Soto that I've been watching for years and clamoring and praying that he would join the Yankees. And what we saw last year compared to this year, you just don't lose it that quick. So I wouldn't dismiss the whole injury thing. I really think he's got something going on.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he doesn't look physically hurt. I mean, maybe you can read into the Mendoza thing and say his foundation, his base look good. Maybe he's, you know, saying that he hasn't. He's been hampered a little bit there. But there is something to be said. I will agree with this part of it, just from a general standpoint, that when someone's going into a contract year, and they're not feeling right, that they're more prone to say, hey, I need to go on the IL, than after getting the contract, getting all the guaranteed money, and then feeling the pressure to have to go out there and perform and saying, no, I'm going to fight through this thing. So that I do think is a thing.
Has he played 55 games?
Yeah.
What he's played, maybe set a day off here once or twice?
Yeah,
maybe?
Before the Yankee series, he took a day off.
That's right. Okay, so 54 games or 53 games. Of those 53 games, how many games was he actually an asset to the Mets in terms of the offensive player, whether it be a sacrifice fly, a home run, a key hit, a nice play?
I'd say 50% of them.
50. All right, so it's not like he's been crap for 55 games.
It's not a total mess on our hands, but it's just not what we expected.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's... How many games are we expecting him to play overall for the Mets?
Oh, God.
1,200?
Yeah, I mean, I have no
idea. Some God, and we're less than 1% into it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to kick him to the curb? Because Frank the Tank is going off on him?
No. It's not that. It's just that the longer it goes on, the more concerned you get. That's all.
Yeah, and like I said, and we've seen this before, we've seen it with a lot of players. I mean, they were booing Jeter his last couple years here. Sorry to say that, folks, but they were. I was sitting here listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they were booing Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge got booed.
Yes. And will probably get booed again if he doesn't start producing in the playoffs.
Santa Claus got booed.
And guess who did produce in the playoffs?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes, but also Juan Soto. But yeah. The other thing, too, is last year, Pete Alonso was getting booed in his own building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he hits a key home run against the Brewers. All forgotten.
And then everybody wants him back. He comes back, gets off to a great start. We'll see.
So there's no, like, when we get to the playoffs, just like we have with the Knicks, because we've been saying it all year with the Knicks, good team, not a great team. Good team, not a great team. Not a top-tier team. Tier 2 team, we got to see what it looks like when we get to the playoffs. And guess what? They turned out to be one of the four best teams in the conference, in the NBA.
Christos in Astoria. What's going on, Christos?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show.
Thank you, Christos. What's happening, brother?
We need Boomer in Celebrity Row. I got to watch this Bad Bunny, this other guy, Timothy Chalamet, all these fake fans. We need Boomer in Celebrity Row to bring us back. We need real New Yorkers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you think you could
get Boomer? Where's Boomer?
Yeah, well,
Boomer's right here. I'm right here, Christos. I hear every word you're saying, and I appreciate
it. We need you.
I know, but I'm a little bit older. I need a little bit more rest than some of these other guys.
Yeah, and not
they
everybody.
They may be doing other things to keep them awake. I can't do those things.
Are you talking about Tusi?
Which I learned about this morning.
Yes, yes, we all did. Do you think that if you requested a ticket to be front row, you'd be able to get it tonight?
No.
You'd be able to get somewhere in the building. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, but I don't do that. You know I don't do that. I've never done that.
And Chalamet is not a fake fan. He's a real fan, but they are showing him too much. Ben Stiller, I mean,
he's been there for
years.
In
it. Yeah, he's in it. He's definitely in it.
Most of these celebrity fans are there. The reason I'm like, get rid of the celebrity fans is because the other team wants to show out in front of these celebrities.
Yeah. I don't know if Bad Bunny's been a Knicks fan for a long time, but he's been a lot of these games too. And he was sitting next to Chalamet, who's dating Kylie Jenner.
Right.
And Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner broke up. So
look at you. You know everything that's going on over there.
A little bit of an awkward situation.
I mean, you got Russell Wilson sitting there with his sunglasses on.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not a fan. He's not a Knick fan.
No. Wearing that Giants jacket. I mean, he is something else. He dives right in.
Good for him. That's what you got to do. If you're going to be a leader, you got to dive in.
Dives right in.
I always say dive in.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's here. He's got an update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, what is happening is we are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown, and you got Madison Square Garden tonight. Are they going to be chanting and celebrating out on 7th Avenue at 10 o'clock tonight, 10:30, or is it going to be over? We shall see. A couple from Josh Hart. Just, you know, this is really the only good clips we have talking about this game and knowing what is at stake and in front of them.
Obviously, our back's against the wall, but, you know, we're competitors, and we're going to bring it until the series is over.
Of course, they're down 3-1.
I want to see, okay, let's see what defensive adjustments they make. Let's see if he changes the starting lineup. Let's see if he gives more run to, like, the other guys at the bottom of the roster like he did the last couple games. Those are the things that I'm looking forward to. Or does he go back to the original way of doing things and just playing it the way that he has played the entire season?
Yeah, I think the latter is my guess, just because of how sloppy they were that entire game. Let's go back to our bread and butter. Let's go back to what we did when we blew out the Celtics in Game 6.
I don't think there's any doubt that Karl Anthony Towns will play. What do you think you get out of him, though?
He'll know right away. Either be on the bench with two fouls.
They said Neesmith was questionable, and he came out and played his ass off.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean, like, this didn't look like it was this looked like knee on knee, you know, like a bruise. It's not like a ligament thing, I don't think.
Well, they say questionable for tonight, but he's going to play. I think we can all agree with that. And Hart says we'll fight till the end.
I've never known this team to quit. That's not the character of the guys that we have in the locker room.
Maybe Karl Anthony Towns could pull like a Willis Reed.
Come out and play for like 3 minutes and a shot.
Out of the locker room there at the end.
Very similar to what we were talking about with OG Anunoby last year in an elimination game against the Pacers.
How'd that go?
Horrible.
Well, that'll be tonight at the Garden. Knicks down 3-1. The Thunder eliminate the T-Wolves 124-94. So OKC into the NBA Finals. This was not much of a game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 34. Chet Holmgren with 22. And Jalen Williams, 19 points, 8 rebounds. They led by 33, I think it was, at the half as they just clobbered Minnesota and ended their season. All right, the baseball story in Anaheim last night. You had think about this. You want to see the Yankees, the big bad Yankees, and you get to the ballpark just a little bit late because parking, people in L.A. sometimes get there late. And this happened in the top of the first inning.
Dominguez on deck. Here comes a 2-0 to Volpe. Pitch, swing on, center field. That may get down. It will be caught. Nice play by Chris Taylor. Tagging at third is Goldschmidt. He scores, and it's 1-0 Yankees.
And so you get in there. There's one out. It's 1-0. Maybe now two out with the sack fly. You settle in. You get a beer. You get your clean ingredient pretzels, and you're all set to watch a big game, and that was it. You missed all the offense. 1-0 was the final score of that game.
Yeah, we just saw good pitching performance. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But
I love a good pitching.
Not a lot happening there.
As long as it doesn't take 3.5 hours.
I agree with you. I prefer to watch a good pitching performance in front of the TV at home. It's kind of boring when you're there.
Actually, like, let's say Paul Skeens is pitching.
And well, that's different because you go there with the expectation that you might see a no-hitter.
Or Jacob DeGrom when he was at the top of his game. Matt Harvey.
Or let's say
Gerrit Cole. How about Max Fried? I would go watch Max Fried pitch.
Trying to get the words out. Yes. If I was in LA and I went to see Max Fried last night and I saw a 1-0 game, I would say I got what I paid for.
Okay.
I saw Clark Schmidt pitch, which is great. I'm saying you missed all the offense. You just saw nothing.
You know, except sometimes for good defensive games are good. Let's see a defensive game from the Knicks tonight. Would be nice to see the Knicks win a game like 98-94.
Just don't even try.
Here was Schmidt. They've won 5 in a row and 9 of 10.
It's a lot of fun. I think obviously we're playing really good baseball right now, and you know the energy in the clubhouse, energy in the locker room is great, and you know we're playing really good baseball, and it's definitely showing.
7 game lead atop the AL.
It's like
East.
The energy around here with us.
Pretty good.
We got energy.
We got
damn right.
Pretty good. Yankees are off tonight. Stay in LA against the Dodgers. tomorrow night. The White Sox beat the Mets 9-4. Griffin Canning, not good at all. He gave up a few runs, five runs in just three innings. What was your issue?
I don't know. I mean, I'll go back and watch it. But, yeah, right now it just sucks. But try and move on and have a good week going into next start.
Now, even though Juan Soto didn't hit at all yesterday or really have any good swings, that's okay because his anatomy is still intact, as we hear from Carlos Mendoza.
You want to see frustrations, especially when a competitor as he is. But honestly, today was one of those days where he didn't hit the ball hard, but I thought that his foundation, his lower half, was in a better position. You know, so that's, for me, that's a good sign.
That's like, she's kind of ugly, but you see that ass?
could it be an injury thing that he kind of let slip a little bit?
He's running. Like I see him running out of the box here. You know, it's not like he's dogging it here. Not at all. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's just not hitting the ball. That's all. But as long as he's hustling like that, and, you know, we all know that these baseball players go through things like this.
Here was the follow-up.
You see him shuffle a couple of times on that walk. Is that incorrect?
Yeah, but he's not the shuffle. You know, I think he's just him in the bat. Again, for me, his lower half was on a better place, even though he didn't hit the ball hard today.
What are you doing?
Oh, can you do the shuffle? Do you know how he does it?
He just slides.
You know how? Let me see. Can you do it?
No. Can you?
I don't know.
You were the Kara Yastrzemski Award winner.
I was.
I think you're the one most qualified in this room.
You do it.
Yeah, but to really do it, you got to kind of like grab your nuts. You do.
Well, grab your
nuts. I'm not doing it. He's a lefty.
I don't know. What is
it? You're the lefty.
What is it? It's
like, and you slide forward.
Right? It's like...
Yeah. Then you got to grab your nuts. And then when you get back into your stance, you got to grab your nuts.
Like this?
Well, you're hopping a little.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Right. You're kind of hopping a little bit more than you have to. It's like a slide step from the left.
Well, I can't slide on
and then
the
a bigger
carpet.
Slide.
I can't slide on the carpet.
Yeah, I know, but you're like hopping. That's better. That is better. It's like a short and then a longer.
Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah. A little bit.
Is that how it is?
You're like a superhero.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. What'd you do, some Tusi in the break?
No. I made Soto shuffle your ass today in a golf course.
Oh, God. What else is new?
Now, so the Mets, after losing, well, they took 2 of 3 from the White Sox, but lost yesterday. They get the Rockies. This got to be, I did Columbia football. I saw a lot of losing.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, historic. So you feel bad for the poor guy calling
this
game?
Were historically bad?
Huh?
Weren't you guys historically bad?
Where?
At Columbia.
I just said that. Yes.
No, but I mean, you set a record, didn't you?
Probably
like losses in a row.
I don't honestly don't remember. I just know they went 0-10 2 years in a row. And I think 1-10 the third year.
All right, so you guys went, wow, 1-10.
1-29 or 2-28 in 3 years. Like that.
And that was on the internet.
At that time it was, yes. We were off the radio.
You were
on the internet.
Setter, man.
I got to be honest, I don't know who was listening at that point as they lost every week. But the final out on KOA is the Rockies lose again.
Valencia ready. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. And the Cubs sweep the Rockies here in Wrigley for the third straight year.
It's just brutal.
Jerry, so the how many games, $100 if you get this right.
Okay.
How many games are the Rockies out of first place?
Oh, my God. In that division? Jeez. I'm going to say 20. I'm going to say they are. That's a great question. I'm going to say they're 23 games out.
Oh, so close.
What is it?
25.
Oh, that was close.
Almost.
That was pretty close. Oh, well.
And hand grenades and ain't horseshoes.
Now, do you think, Al, that the Rockies will sweep the Mets?
I do not.
Like the way the Yankees were going to get
swept. I thought they would get swept, yeah.
Last week. Well, that didn't happen. And these games will be at Citi Field. All right, from the NFL, this was Cam Scatabu, the new Giant. Right? Hello?
Yeah,
running back. Looking at blank stares.
He's headbutting Jackson.
So, yes. So he was on the St. Brown podcast with Amara St. Brown and another St. Brown.
Equanimous.
That's it. And here was a very interesting exchange as they were looking him over.
And I'm looking at you. Are you full white?
I'm Norwegian, and then I have a little bit of Portuguese in me.
Okay, you're a little, I feel like you're a little spicy white. I don't know what I can't tell what he's got the chains.
I grew up, I grew up with a lot of ghetto-ness in my life. Yeah. So, you know, I got a little bit of hood to me, but I also got some country to me, too.
Country and spiciness.
It's a Norwegian spiciness. Yes. Kind of like me.
So there's your guy.
Norwegian wood.
Wow. Yes. We played some Caleb Williams last hour talking about the report and the book, you know, the story in the book about how he felt about the Bears before he was drafted there. And, you know, we played all the things where he acknowledged that he had those thoughts. He also said, though, after he actually went to Chicago, he knew the place was ultimately for him.
After I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer determined answer that I had. Is that I wanted to come here.
He does take a while to get. He sounds like Dak Prescott, by the way, if you ever listen to him. Here he's talking about acknowledging the fact that they know about how quarterbacks have done or not done in Chicago over the years.
Obviously, you know, the past years, as everybody knows, it's a fact that quarterback play, there hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer. There's, you know, there's all these different things that come up. And so, you know, being able to have those thoughts is I think fair to be able to have, you know, good and bad thoughts. But like I said, I came here on a visit, and like I said, just like Ben said, you know, it's a challenge to be able to come in here and try and turn around.
I imagine referencing Ben Johnson, and then ultimately he is where he wants to be.
You know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why you know, Chicago Bears turn this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here.
Now, does that make it sound a little bit better than the ones we played last hour?
But the book is the truth. I mean, the book talks about how they tried to get out of Chicago, but it's over with now. There's nothing anybody can do about it. And the fact that he opened up about it, I think, is a good thing right now. Get it out of the way. And now's the time to do all that crap, and it's time for him to get to work and become the man that they drafted, and now, be that guy that's, you know, sets the new standard for where the rest of Chicago's quarterbacks from the next 30 years have to live up to.
And you keep referencing the Tusi. Is that Tusi from the Steph Diggs video?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the new.
That's drugs, Jerry.
The new designer drug is in South Florida. Yes, okay. That's right. Drugs, Jerry.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, here was Mike Vrabel. We played this earlier on the video as Steph Diggs was on the boat. It's always the boat.
Yeah.
Always the boat with the ladies, and not at the OTAs.
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions.
Now, do you think...
I'm going to bet that Steph Diggs is not going to wear a Patriot uniform this year.
Wow. That's interesting.
I mean, I haven't totally seen the video. You've described the whole thing to me, that he actually has this substance in his hands.
And he's
handing it to five women.
Yeah.
It's an indictment in itself.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said before, I don't think it's Pink Lemonade Crystal Light. That he's handing to them.
I would doubt it.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for him. And again, you know, given where he is in his life with who he's dating and everything, it's a completely different set of circumstances than being an NFL player locked into your team.
Plus, he's also on his last legs in his career. I mean, they're squeezing out every drop of him right now. So
bad decision. And I would think the Patriots are going to release him. That's what I would think, but who knows?
We shall see. All right, in the NHL, the Panthers blew a 2-0 lead came back from 2-0, took a 3-2 lead. The Hurricanes tied them at 3, and then...
Barkov along the right boards, down to the corner, then back behind the net with Orlov all over, and Barkov breaks free to the front of the net, backhand feed. Verhaeghe, he scores! And the Panthers take a 4-3 lead with 7:39 to go in the third.
And they would get an empty net goal from Sam Bennett.
That's a great call.
5-3, what's that?
That's a great call.
Yes, it is. Panthers radio with the call, absolutely, as they came back and won this game 5-3, win the series in 5. A dejected Rod Brind'Amour says it's never good enough.
It's the craziest thing that we're this far, and it's all we're hearing is negativity from everybody. And it's when I walked this summer and with the pieces that left this organization, I was like, I don't think we're making playoffs.
And yet they got this far. And
the amazing thing is, like the Knicks. they get as far as the Knicks are right now, and we tend to be more negative because they're down 3-1 in a series in which we thought that they were, well, we didn't know. We know they were
favored. Let me ask you a question. Would it be different if you had beaten the Pacers and were losing to the Celtics this round?
But that's what I said to Gio this morning earlier, that, you know, we are one step further, or they are one step further than where they were last year. And, you know, and Tom Thibodeau has basically solidified and given stability to this franchise. It's what you want.
I agree with you.
So I understand why Brendan Moore is saying that. He's frustrated. He's got a good teams, great seasons, and they just can't get over the hump in the conference finals.
And so Florida advances. They'll take on the winner of the Oilers and Stars. Edmonton up 3-1 at Game 5 tonight. Time now for Moment of the Day. A couple of good choices, but I did like the caller 2 hours ago that had an idea for the slumping Juan Soto and tied it in to the show on the radio station.
Ron in Keensburg. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Love it.
Thank you.
I think I got an answer to this Juan Soto thing. We know how he chases the last dollar. Why don't we hook him up with one of your sponsors over there at that sperm joint in Manhattan? And we could kind of, you know, run a commercial like, get your stroke back with Juan. And he can get his DNA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then we can get his DNA, Rob, yes. And see how old he is. Very funny. That yes, that's right. That's California Cryobank we're talking about.
The sperm joint.
The sperm joint. That's right. And then... then 21 years later, you have a bunch of kids running around hitting 240.
There you go. Moment of the day.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I look at our call screener. We got two callers on there. They're completely from different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they're both Knick fans, Al?
Seems like it, yeah.
All right, so we should go to them because you're going to hear two different perspectives from two different Knick fans.
We'll start with Rob in New Rochelle. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Boomer Patio. Great show, gentlemen. Great show. First about that guy from Virginia Beach who's looking to meet one of you guys for a drink. I'm sure you guys seen Deliverance. Stay away from that from the 10-foot pole.
We got you, yes.
Hey, that's what I swore to the mission. I'm not Sal Grace, I'm a Celtics fan. But the reason why I really, really hate the Knicks are those Hollywood liberals that show up to those games. I don't like that. But anyway, Boomer, you're talking about pride. You've seen Pulp Fiction with Marcellus Wallace, what he said about pride. 25 years, you never made the finals. You got home court. You chucked the first game. You couldn't come back to win the second game. And now you're looking for style points tonight. So if the Knicks win by 40, you know what's going to happen after Saturday? The Knicks are going to be in that wheat field in Indiana. And that other guy looking for a dynasty, go watch Sean Forsythe because that's the only dynasty you're going to see. That's it, boys.
Okay? All right, Rob. So yeah. Not a Knicks fan.
I mean,
but a Celtics fan, and I can understand where he's coming from.
Sound like that and be a Celtics fan? You know what I'm saying? Like that's got Knicks fan written all over it with that accent, that delivery.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, the Celtics had one of those teams and rich in history and winning many championships all that garbage that you're tired of hearing about.
I mean, it's really the Celtics and the Lakers. You know, those are the two storied franchises. The Knicks, because they're in New York and they play at Madison Square Garden for sure. But not because of championships.
Yeah, and I got into those Lakers teams with Kobe when the Knicks were terrible and would wanted to see. I mean, I was not a Lakers fan, but I got into them, wanted him to win after Shaq because that was the knock on him. So I've had a little bit of, and I just the whole Hollywood scene and the Lakers and the whole deal, I could get into that. But the Celtics is a tough thing to get into. Lane in Virginia, what's going on, Lane?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
What's up, Lane?
What's up? Hey, listen, first of all, I want to say to Rob in New Rochelle, I love the John Forsythe TV reference, so I'm going to hit you back with Nell Carter from Gimme a Break.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It ain't over, right? Right, Lane? It's not over yet.
It ain't over, baby, till it's over. That's what I have to say about that.
Good job, Lane.
Man, I'll tell you, the callers have been very active this morning.
They have been very active. They've been
more active than normal. We've had a couple of good singers, Lane in Virginia and also Dan and Carteret. Both sang today.
A little surprised by Dan's high-pitched voice. I actually probably shouldn't be.
I mean, he nailed it, though. We had the guy with the sperm bank joke.
Yeah,
you're right. Callers have been very active. Let's go to Anthony in Island Park. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? I called about a month ago, and I brought up Brandon Tierney going, a lot. And I was wondering if you guys had ever talked to him about that, because I noticed he doesn't do it as often. He still does it. He just doesn't do it as often.
No, but there's a very good chance that he heard your phone call and then reacted to that, Anthony. I'll just put it that way. But no, Boomer and I, we do not go to other talk show hosts and tell them what to do or how to do it.
Say, yeah.
I noticed he does it when Sal is making a correct point, which is actually far and few between, but every once in a while he is right. So Brandon, you know, but that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
All right, see you, Anthony. What the hell's going on out there today?
I don't know, man. I think short week. People are like, hell, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
There's a good vibe tonight.
I like what's going on. I'm feeling good, man.
There's a good vibe this morning for tonight, is what I was trying to say.
You know, when you and I walked in here this morning, we looked at each other and go, what the hell are we going to talk about today?
Yeah.
And somehow we made it through.
Well, we always do, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the thing.
You know why? Because we come fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been fresh in a long time, man, with these late games.
And, you know, when you listen to our show, you can find out about things like Tusi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tusi. I had no idea about Tusi until recently. I mean, I heard about Tusi before this morning.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I see any Tusi this year. Like somewhere out of Fire Island or something. And all of a sudden I'm like, is that Tusi? Someone doing Tusi over there in the corner?
It's got no fentanyl in it or anything.
Who the hell knows?
Stay away from that crap.
I don't need... This isn't like a dare... It's assembly here. I understand it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wonder if Tusi makes it up to New
York. You see
it
over there, man. Tell the Ocean Beach police. Those guys are hard asses.
Yeah,
take care of it.
I know a guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he's an Ocean Beach cop.
Don't take care of it. You deal with
he is those. Jacked, this guy.
Yeah, when you think about like Thursday, Friday, Saturday night over there.
Oh, yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah. This dude, he's
half of Staten Island's in there.
He's got muscles on top of muscles. And yeah. I see him, he's like, hey, what's up? What's going on?
And he plays in our Sunday morning golf group.
Nice.
And he's a lefty, too. He tries to hit the ball, like, you know, 400 yards off the tee.
Yeah. By the way, real quickly, just playing yesterday, the folks at Engineers Golf Club were great.
Oh, nice.
Tremendous. First time I ever played it. Very unique, quirky course. Got some really hard greens on it. But playing with your boy Roscona, I swear to God, I don't know how he doesn't throw his back out.
Yeah.
So CeeLo and I were trying to count the amount of hard practice swings he takes.
Well, it's before every shot.
Well, yeah, and then sometimes it's two.
Yeah, I know.
So I was thinking, like, you know, like let's say he shot, I don't know if he shot maybe 84, 85 yesterday, maybe. I would think that he probably had swung whatever club was in his hand, a full swing, whether it be the driver or on a par three, at least two or three extra times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, thinking about it now.
That's like 150 swings.
I know, but listen, that's his routine, and it works for him. He's very good. He's way far ahead of me, even though he's been playing for longer. So I can't sit here and knock his routine, because his routine works for him.
Did you know that he's volunteering for the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. Smart of him.
Yeah,
to get
he loves
out there.
Golf. And the other thing I found out about him is that he'd gone to a lot of U.S. Opens.
A ton of them.
That's how much he loves golf.
Yeah. Play all, like, every year for like 10 years or something he went.
And now he's volunteering for the Ryder Cup, which I think is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, very, very smart.
I'm not doing it, but I think it's cool for him to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I got a couple buddies who got some tickets for the practice round, too.
Yep.
They're a little cheaper than, obviously, the $750 tickets for when it starts. So, yeah, it'll be a big deal.
Do you think New York fans are going to make jackasses out of themselves, or do you think we're going to actually, you know, just try to chirp the Europeans, but, you know,
well,
do it within reason?
I think we do it within reason. I mean, I also think that he's going to really hear it. I mean, they're going to pull out, or should I say we're going to pull out all the stops on him. You know,
he's a beloved golfer, but isn't he a beloved golfer?
Not in that situation. I'm sorry. Not in that situation. He is not. When you're on Long Island and you're on the opposing team and we lost last year.
Yes.
Trying to make sure we don't lose here with Keegan Bradley, who's as intense a captain as
good
we've had, which is great, has the local ties. I mean, the fans are going to be in a lather, and they know that Rory can be gotten to in that way. Like, that one guy made that one comment to him on the tee box, and Rory went over and stole his phone from him. Just think about the, I know what people are, I already know what people
this
are going
to
say.
This is going to be,
I'm not going to
say. It's going to be an incredible look on TV, I think. I mean, that golf course in itself is incredible. And then when you see the golf course on TV and you're going to see 100,000 people there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, how many people do you think will show up for that?
I don't know. I really don't have any idea. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's going to be utter madness.
Are we going at all?
I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Okay. We're still waiting to see. Something presents itself.
So my thing is, I like to watch it on TV.
So do I, but it would be nice to go for a couple hours and say, I don't know. I kind of want to go for a couple hours.
I mean, I can get us there to go. I mean, you know, maybe we do something from over there. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I'd love to. I mean, it's not going to happen again, you know?
Yeah, because we, you know, unless we did something on the practice round and then maybe we get a couple of the players. But that would be the only reason why I would want to go.
No, I agree. I just want to be there for a little bit to say I was
you
there.
You love Bryson DeChambeau. You know it. Admit it.
No, I do, of course.
Admit it.
Yeah.
Why? Admit it.
Why wouldn't I?
I know you love him.
I do. I love, there's a lot of guys I like. He's one of them. Why wouldn't I love him?
Well, he left the tour.
Okay, but he, fine. I'm in on him. Rahm, I don't particularly love. Brooks, I still like.
Scotty.
Oh, Scotty, of course. Oh, yeah. I was talking about guys who left. Yeah, no, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm slurping Scotty, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Slurp spot for sure. 100%. All those guys. But listen, these U.S. golfers, we're going to bond together, live PGA, and take those bastards out. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to say what it is, but there will be a four-syllable chant that I know will be ringing out in Rory's ears all weekend long.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what it is.
All right.
But you'll see. I can guarantee it.
Do you know how it is? You know, like, you get these guys here. It's New York, and they want to perform. This is the place to perform, one of the great golf courses in America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.